Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2139, recorded on Wednesday, 29th September 2021. You can call us at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 01603 765 365 with your views, news and comments. We love hearing from listeners. This first part of Chatterbox is read by Stephen Shepherd and Rosemary Scott. This is a very special edition of Chatterbox. For over a year during the COVID pandemic, we have been producing Chatterbox once every 2 weeks. From next week, we will return to weekly production. All production activities will take place on Thursdays. You will receive a recording every week, usually on Saturday, Royal Mail permitting. Our phone will be manned on Thursdays, so you can call us and speak to one of our team any time after 10 a.m. on any Thursday. We have 5 new listeners this week. We are delighted in particular to welcome Mrs. Joyce Green, Mrs. Helen Kilby, and Mrs. Doreen Philpox to Chatterbox. We hope you and the other new listeners will enjoy all our recordings. Thank you, Mrs. Sue Edwards, for your very kind donation. We are delighted to know how much you enjoy our recordings. We have received a lot of stamps this week, so our thanks go to Mr. Robert Slack, Mr. Michael Edwards, Betty Edwards, Mrs. Ellen Berry, and Mrs. Nora Pye. We now have a message from Sarah Lusher. This message will be read for Sarah by Rosemary Scott.
Hello, everyone. The September issue of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine is all ready for you. We will hear about the fabulous Miss Kay, astronomer Mark Thompson's record bid. The Madder Market is 100 years old. New light through old windows. To downsize or not to downsize. And we go from Swaffham to the Valley of the Kings. With all our regular features and contributors, there's lots to hear about. So do keep listening to Norfolk Magazine after the news.
Thank you, Rosemary. This edition of Chatterbox will include 5 sets of news stories from the evening news, letters from the paper's readers, information desk, and 2 features, both with an airborne theme. However, we will start with the news, and here is Rosemary to introduce the first group of stories.
There seems to be a lot of doom and gloom in the news this week. We will start with the gloom surrounding Carrow Road, Norwich City's home ground. The first story was contributed by Chris Gorham, who says the warning lights are flashing for Daniel Fark and the Canaries. Another well-informed commentator just says Norwich City are doomed as they cannot survive in the Premier League rich man's world. We will later hear from one of the many fans who wrote in to comment. More gloom has been seen on the garage forecourts as the petrol crisis leads to long queues and to cars causing damage at a garage in Taverham. On a slightly more cheerful note, some taxi drivers aren't worried as they have already switched their cars to electric models. Here is Stephen to start with the gloom at the football stadium close to Chatterbox headquarters.
Norwich City are running on empty. Canaries fans didn't need to head to their local petrol station to experience feelings of bemusement, anger and frustration at the weekend. Every other league team in England and Scotland has managed to put at least a point or two in the tank this season. Norwich don't even have vapours. Technically, there is one team with even less than nothing. Derby County haven't just run out of gas. That club's spectacular breakdown has brought about administration. That means a hefty points deduction and a well-timed cautionary tale for those who like to remind Norwich City supporters to be careful what they wish for. It's no good judging the rest right now. Norwich can't afford to be the ones peeping through other windscreens to see whether the car next to them really does need to squeeze in an extra £15 of diesel. The Canaries have got to find a way of stopping their own Premier League vehicle from becoming a write-off before it's too late.
Football is a rich man's world, and according to one legend of the game, it's the reason Norwich City are doomed to failure in the Premier League. Mark Lawrenson has pulled no punches on City's survival chances after six defeats in a row. You may as well relegate Norwich now, because they've got absolutely no chance of staying up, said Lawrenson, who won five top-flight titles during an illustrious career with Liverpool. It's going to be them and an extra two going down with them. A City took to avoid equaling a Premier League record for seven successive losses at the start of a season, when they head to Burnley on Saturday, Lawrenson says the gulf between the top two divisions is down to one thing: money. It's quite simple. Money, wages, everything about it. That's just the way it is, he said.
It was chaos on city roads as drivers panic-bought petrol amid fears of running on empty. Huge queues for tank refills were spotted at garages across Norwich yesterday as a national shortage of HGV drivers began to wreck fuel supply chains. While things were relatively quiet first thing, by lunchtime, Morrison's at Riverside had shut half its pumps as stock started running dry and queues tailed back to the roundabout in Albion Way. A member of staff, who did not want to be named, said at some point they would run out and have to start turning people away. Exhausted, he said things had turned manic. The BP garage in Plumstead Road also saw lengthy queues, as did Sainsbury's in Queen's Road and the Tesco Extra in Blue Boar Lane. Buses saw the fallout of the traffic chaos, with Connect Bus and First Bus reporting delays because of petrol-hungry cars clogging up road space. Not all garages were suffering the same fate, however. Jet Petrol Station in Rose Lane was comfortably calm both yesterday morning and later in the afternoon. Their manager said he had a delivery of 40,000 litres just 2 days ago and was confident stocks would last. He said, I'm not worried about running out of fuel, although my garage is definitely busier than usual. The shortages I'm facing relate to everything else. Water bottles, alcohol, fizzy drinks. Whatever is going wrong at Shell, BP and Tesco isn't happening here.
Three drivers have crashed their cars into the wall of a city business in a scramble to buy fuel from a neighbouring petrol station. RR Motors in Fakenham Road, Taverham, is having its site repaired following the crunches this weekend as cars tried to get into the Shell station next door. It comes as other stations are resorting to extra measures to try to control drivers amid the petrol panic. Owner of RR Motors, Roger Tallant, said the first driver who hit the wall had tried to flee but couldn't escape due to the sheer amount of cars. The wall was knocked down on Friday morning, then hit again on Sunday morning, and for a third time on Sunday evening. While the first red-faced driver was caught, The other two motorists left the scene. Elsewhere in the city, the Jet Garage in Rose Lane is largely unscathed, but its manager will be introducing new guidelines for drivers. After ordering 40,000 litres of fuel on Friday morning, Ramanathan Uthayarajam was surprised to see it used up by the following morning. He will be putting up a customer notice requesting a maximum fill of £30 per person. The notice states, "Please respect other customers' rights in this unusual situation." A spokesman for the Asda petrol station in Hall Road said he's not aware of any confrontations between drivers, and security colleagues are on hand at all stores to deal with any unsavoury scenes. A Sainsbury spokeswoman added, "We're experiencing high demand for fuel. We're working closely with our supplier to maintain supply, and all our sites continue to receive fuel." With supply chain issues continuing to take their toll on filling stations around the country, alternative modes of transport may become more preferable to commuters in the coming days.
Norwich's electric car guru says he has been inundated with requests from taxi firm owners to turn their fleets green as motorists continue to queue at the pumps. Leon Davis of Norwich said the banter has been flying between drivers who have already gone electric and those fretting about where their next tank of fuel will come from. But he added that there was also a serious side too, and may mean more car owners looking towards purchasing electric vehicles, EVs. Mr. Davis, a sustainable energy consultant, said, "I'm in two EV groups online and we've had a bit of banter. But also the situation is a bit sad because there are key workers that need to get to work, but people have knee-jerked, as sometimes happens." A former RAF airman, Mr. Davis swapped the cockpit for the driver's seat to pioneer an eco-friendly taxi firm in 2018. The company, Zero Taxis, was founded by Mr. Davis and Ashley Peacock, who saw a gap in the market for a 100% electric taxi company. It became Norfolk's first and only zero-emissions taxi firm, and in 2019 it was bought out by a competitor, fellow Norwich firm ABC Taxis. The buyout saw the former fleet rebranded as ABC Zero.